It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In a bitterly partisan year, Congress deferred an enormous amount of work to the very end. Now lawmakers in the White House are trying to work out deals on some of the issues that have divided them. One of those issues is the tax cuts enacted under President Bush. Negotiators may be closer to agreement on what to do about those tax cuts, which expire on December 31st. We're going to talk about this and other issues with NPR News analyst Koki Roberts, who joins us most Mondays. Koki, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
There were votes in the Senate over the weekend, and we should note that they did not clarify what's going to happen with the tax cuts.
Well, the Senate took two votes on Saturday, one to extend the tax cuts for everyone making $250,000 or less, and that went down to defeat with all Republicans voting against it and a handful of Democrats. And then the Democrats proposed extending the tax cuts for everyone making $1 million or less, and that also went down to defeat with a similar vote. The Republicans all said that this was just political theater, that they knew, the Democrats knew this wasn't going to pass. Democrats say it shows the voters where the parties are, that the Republicans are for tax breaks for millionaires. But it has left the situation with the tax cuts still scheduled to go out of effect, as you said, at the end of the year, unless the Congress acts.
Although the theater allows the Democrats who oppose tax cuts for everyone, including millionaires, to get on the record for that, does that then clear the way for a deal?
Well, apparently so. The White House and Republican leaders are discussing a deal. And yesterday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said that it was likely to happen. Here he is on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think it's pretty clear now taxes are not going up on anybody in the middle of this recession. We're discussing how long we should maintain current tax rates.
He's crowing a little bit because Republicans are getting what they want in terms of taxes, which is extending the cuts for everybody. But there's still a lot of maneuvering going on about what else goes into this equation. The biggest chunk of it will be extending unemployment benefits, which are also scheduled to run out. And the Barack Obama administration also wants tax cuts included that were part of the stimulus package that are about to run out. There's some talk also of the START agreement, although that seems very unlikely. And, you know, all of this is discussions among leaders. It's not going to be all that easy to deliver on a deal, Steve. First of all, House Republicans, some of them just want to obstruct anything, let the tax cuts run out, and then when they take over the House next year, vote for the tax cuts and say to voters, see, we gave you those cuts.
Oh, well, there might be some Democrats who might be happy. In fact, you can read Democrats and liberals who would be happy to let the tax cuts run out. They've been unhappy with them since they were enacted by President Bush in 2001. They've said they were unaffordable.
But they don't want them to run out for the middle class, and they are not at all happy about this deal. They think that the Democrats have basically been rolled by the Republicans, and some of them met at the vice president's over the weekend to express their dissatisfaction. Look, the more liberal wing of the party thinks the president is you know, just wrong to even consider giving tax breaks to people who are already doing very well, and that's just some of the unhappiness with the president. In their view, he is not being very effective.
Well, how does that affect President Obama if a good portion of his party is that unhappy with him?
Well, look at the example of Jimmy Carter, Steve. The Democrats thought he was too weak to win again, and they encouraged Ted Kennedy to get into the race against him. Obviously, as we know, Senator Kennedy didn't win that, but it had the effect of so weakening President Carter that he didn't have a chance of winning. Now, President Obama is lucky there's no Kennedy in the wings, but he has to get his approval ratings up so he's not vulnerable to a challenge. And he probably should take a page from Bill Clinton's handbook. President Clinton, after the 94 elections, went out and sort of advertised in markets where not a lot of reporters were paying attention and got those favorability ratings up.
Okay, thanks very much. That's analysis on this Monday morning from NPR's Koki Roberts.